Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the Church is remembering the eighth day that the Lord was circumcised, and today is also celebration of Saint Basil, the Hierarch, Saint Basil the Great, as he is known. My beloved, we have to realize that the road on this earth has to be narrow, thorny, and not easy. The easy, wide road doesn't lead to the kingdom of heaven. The narrow road does, and what a story. And of course, the Lord has showed great humility by allowing himself to be circumcised and to fulfill the law that was given to Abraham yet, that all the men have to be circumcised. And because the Lord had done that to fulfill the law, because he came and said that he came here to fulfill the law, not to eliminate it. Well, what he did after fulfilling, then he freed us from it. We don't have to have it done anymore. My beloved, the Lord has showed us great humility. And of course, in today's gospel reading, we heard about the circumcision, and then we heard how the Lord had stayed in Jerusalem, the mother and the Joseph, they left, and they thought that maybe he was with some relatives. But then, after a day's journey, they looked all over for him, and the relatives couldn't find him. Then they got very worried, and they went back to Jerusalem. And for 3 days they were looking for him, and finally found him in the church. And he was talking to the elders, and they were in great awe of that, how he spoke to them, and about his wisdom and knowledge. And one mother of God saw him and said, "What did you do to us by making us worry so much?" And the Lord said, "Well, I've done what my Father had sent me to do. Now I have to do the work of my Father." And of course, it meant the Father who is in heaven. And he was... Then after that he went with them, and then he was in perfect obedience, again showing us the humility, being the creator, sustainer of the whole universe. And he was in total obedience to the mother, to his mother, and to Joseph that was betrothed to her, and to protect her virginity. My beloved, that was the greatest lesson for us, that to be in obedience. And we have to know that without humility, we will not be able to be saved. We have to have humility. That's what the Lord showed us right from the beginning, being born in a cave and then being placed in a manger, and then being circumcised, and what he went through all the life, as you know. And then towards the end, even being hit on the faces and spit on, and all kinds and beatings that he would took all before the crucifixion. Finally, he was crucified. And he didn't have to do any of that. He did it for us, to show us how we should live. And of course, St. Basil the Great, it's a wonderful life of this saint. And of course, he fought all kinds of heresies. And at that time, the emperor wanted to send somebody to him, threatening him that if he doesn't comply and go along with the heresies, then the man said to him that, "I will exile you." And St. Basil said, "Well, that's good. Whatever you can exile me, it's all that belongs to the Lord, the whole world. And then he said, I'm going to take away all the wealth and everything that you have. And he said, I don't have anything, it all belongs to the Lord. And he said, I will torture you. He said, oh, that would be great joy if you're going to be torturing me for Christ. And he had absolutely no fear of any punishments or anything bad that they could do him. So the man went away back, went to the emperor and told him that St. Basil is fearless, and he couldn't threaten him and get him to go on the side of the emperor. My beloved, that's what we have to realize. We should never be afraid if somebody takes something away from us, or if we lose something, or if somebody is mistreating us, or beating us, or cursing us, or doing whatever bad things they want to do to us. We have to know the gospel. The gospel tells that we are not only to love God with our heart, mind, and soul, and might, but we have to love also our neighbor. But not only our neighbor, not only the friends, but we have to love even our enemies. And the true sign of love is when we really start praying our heart out for them. Because when you say that you love somebody but you never pray for them, you don't show much love. It's not real love. It's only temporary. So we have to love people, and we have to pray for them. And I beg you and everyone that listens to this sermon to please to intensify the prayers for each other, and not only for your friends and for those who you think they love you, but for those who hate you, even you have to pray even harder for them, as all the saints have done, and of course the Lord himself. May God bless you. And today is also the celebration of the old New Year that was established in Russia and by Peter the Great on the 1st of January by the old calendar. So may God bless you all, and make your heart to be filled with love for the Lord and true humility. Amen.